Well, it's been a long time, hasn't it? It's been a long time. Feels like ages. Feels like eons since we've last spoke. Isn't that wild? It's been quite a bit since we had an episode. I think it's been since September. I actually recorded an episode. I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, something like that. I just didn't have time to put it out. So I did do something. I did have you guys in mind, but it's been a while. And let's talk about where I've been. Your boy's been busy. Your boy has been busy. He's been a busy boy, right? He's been a busy little boy. And it's true. I have. I've been very busy. A lot going on in life. Where to start? I don't want to rewind all the way back to September because that would just take up the whole episode and that's boring. But look, there's stuff going on. I'm planning a wedding, guys. Okay. I'm planning a wedding and I've been traveling. I went to England, which I could have done a whole episode on. I should have. I have lots of footage from it. So maybe I'll do an England episode separate from this once I have it planned out more. That's a beer in case you're just listening. But yeah, for now, I'll give you the brief overview. We went to England, Beth and I did, for Christmas. And that was my first time out of the country with her. First time to England, first time out of the country since I was 17. So yeah, I mean, you can imagine it was pretty busy. We were gone for 2 weeks. First time spending Christmas away from my family, which was fun. England's great. England's great, mate. It's a great place. It's a great place to be. I got to meet my future family and we did a lot of British things. We went to lots of British pubs, stuff like that. Right. And it was just a great time, a great place, very festive. Right. It gets dark at like 2 p.m. over there. Right. Which is miserable, frankly, but like whatever. Terrible accent. Yeah, we spent a week in London and then we spent a week with Beth's parents, which was a fun time. So that was one thing that I was doing that's busy. And then we're also planning this wedding. And then also, guys, I have a job. And I'm also doing two other podcasts right now. In case you're out of the loop, pack your bags, move from the rock you're living under. But the first one is a Star Wars podcast that I do with my sister, which actually stemmed from an episode of this show. That's called Another Star Wars Podcast on YouTube. You can go check that out. We're growing in the numbers. It's fun. It's geeky. It's dorky. If you're not into Star Wars, don't listen. If you are into it, give us a shout or go watch or something, whatever. And then the other one is a golf podcast, which has not yet been released. But stay tuned for that as well. And those are a little bit more worth my time, I would say. And then you put wedding planning on top of all that, too. So, look, that's where I've been. And I've neglected you guys, and I'm sorry. You don't deserve that. You don't deserve to be neglected, but I have been neglecting you. So I apologize in advance, or I apologize after the fact, whatever. Doesn't matter. Are you guys happy to have me back? I do miss doing these things. I'm trying to think of a better way to do it so I can release them more consistently. As you'll notice, it's a different setup here with the video. I didn't want to set everything up with the green screen and all that. So it's just me in my room. This is actually the kind of setup I do for the Star Wars show. So if you guys watch that one, then this probably looks like a familiar setup to you. Or if you're just listening, maybe I'll just release more audio episodes. I'll record on like a Thursday or something and release them on Fridays. Because I have to rant. I have to talk. I need to talk. I'm ADD and there's a lot of thoughts that go through my mind. And there's a lot of stuff that we've missed that we could probably go catch up on. But I think we should just start from scratch. Let's start from the beginning or from where we are now and just move forward. But being busy is good. I think it's a good thing to be busy. I think it's good to keep your mind occupied. I think it's good to constantly be involving yourself in other things. Like I'm doing these other podcasts, right? I'm doing work. I'm planning this wedding. I'm having friends sometimes, whatever that means. And it's time consuming. I also got to do my taxes, which I just remembered. But staying busy is really good for your mind. And hear me out. Here's why. I'm not the kind of person who likes to sit still. I don't like sitting still. It's it just kind of drives me nuts. Like I think having the activities in your life they keep you sharp, you know, they keep you sharp. And for some reason, even if I have a really busy day, like today was a really busy day and I still feel motivated to sit down and do this. And it's like, I still feel good about it all. I'm not like stressed. I'm just like, oh, that was a busy, good day. I'm glad I did that. I feel productive. And that's the weird thing about humans. You know, I think we have to have this feeling of like being productive and like contributing to society. You know what I mean? Like when I was unemployed, for example, the worst part about being unemployed was not making money. Right. Even though that did suck. I think the worst part about it for me, was like, I didn't feel like I was contributing to anything, you know? And I was like, fine. Like I was still getting by on money, but you don't feel like you have a good purpose, if that makes sense. And I think this is kind of what like older people go through when they retire. Isn't this, there's some kind of thing for this. Like there's some kind of mental thing where older people want to feel useful. So they end up getting a job somewhere or volunteering at a shelter or something. I don't know. I don't know what old people do. I need to talk with more old people in my life, but I think it's because they don't feel like they're a valued member of society, which they are. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying like humans want to have purpose. And I think it's good to stay busy. And so my mentality is stay busy throughout your whole life. Get involved in lots of things that you can stay busy with extracurricularly, side hustles, things like that. So that when you do get to that age, you're used to it. You have all these habits of being in hobbies and involving yourself in things that are fun and that you get joy out of. That way, when you get to that age, your time is taken up and you feel valued and you feel like you have a purpose. You know, you got to take your time up with stuff, fill up your schedule. Like there's some days that will be easier days for me. You know, sometimes there's a slow day, although there hasn't really been many slow days in the last 2 months, but sometimes there's slow days and I'm like, I didn't feel like I was very productive on that day. Like we just had a 3-day weekend. That's a good example. We had Monday off for President's Day. I know some of you probably didn't have that off. Sucks to be you, but I did have it off. And like, I didn't do anything on Saturday. And it was good. And I'm glad I did it because I've been so busy lately. I needed some time to just not do anything. And I was just trying not to like do something for just that one day, just to kind of clear my mind a little bit and like recenter myself. Because that's the other side of this thing. Give me being busy all the time. You can sometimes get caught up in what your whole life is, and then you forget to actually take care of yourself, whatever, shut up. I don't know. And I felt like bored at the end of the day. I'm like, what? I just have a tough time, like just relaxing and doing nothing. And maybe you're different. Maybe you're wired differently. I don't know, but I think it's important to stay busy and have little things, like have little hobbies, even, you know, video games. I still have a tough time justifying those in my mind of like how that's like productive for you. But like, if that's your thing, that's your thing. So I don't know what my point is. I guess what, guys? And you know what I'm going to say? I'm a little rusty, and that's okay. It's been months, but at least I'm posting now, right? At least I'm posting now. There's obviously been a ton going on in the news, and I think we could, there's just a couple things we can touch upon briefly, which one of them that caught my eye is that, Queen Elizabeth has the vid. She has COVID, which, by the way, dude, is COVID done now already? Can we be done with COVID? What are we still talking about? Why are people still complaining about COVID? There's a lot of other shit going on in the world right now. Ukraine is being invaded, which we can talk about. But like, I don't know. Is the Queen okay? Like, you would think if this was such a deadly, awful, terrible virus, she'd be long dead, right? Because she's like 900 years old. Dude, the chick was like friends with Winston Churchill. Which, by the way, this is going to be intertwined into everything I talk about now, is because I'm watching The Crown with Beth and I'm learning history. But it's mind blowing, dude. She was queen at like what, 24 or something? I don't know. And she was like just friends with Winston Churchill. That's crazy. So she's old as shit, dude. And I don't know. I'm not reading much on this. Like, how is this not more of like a big news thing? Well, I guess, you know, the, what is it called? The Ukraine thing is, kind of at the forefront of the news today. But how is she still kicking it? You know, it's impressive. I mean, I guess not really. If you spend your whole life just sitting around being a fake politician, which is essentially what she is. And I'm sorry if you're British and listening to it and you love the Queen, but like, dude, what does she do? Do you even know what she does? It's just bizarre to me. Like, she's just a person who they worship and stuff and is part of the political system there and part of, like, you know, the figurehead of their country because of her family. Like, it's mind blowing to me. And I'm watching the show and everyone's treating her with such respect and they're kissing her hand and all this stuff. Oh, your majesty, oh, great. Why? Because you were born into a certain family, it's bizarre. And you get to be super rich. And like, they're talking about, oh, the burden of the crown, the burden of the crown. Okay, I get it. I mean, it's a lot to take on because you have to be this overblown figurehead for the country, you know? But at the same time, what problems do you really have? Oh no, my reputation. I can't do a Queen's English accent, I don't think. I have to listen to it first. I don't know. But like, I get why they think it's a burden. It's funny to me. You get to live in a palace. You're waited on hand and foot. It's a weird life. It's just a weird, weird life. And now she has COVID. So is she going to live? I think what we should do, we should replace the Queen with someone totally random. There's a lottery. And you and your family now gets to be the monarch, the new fake queen or king or whatever. And we do a lottery every 10 years. We do a lottery every 10 years and a new family. No, that doesn't make sense. We do a lottery every, we do a lottery every 50 years. How about that? And then this doesn't make much sense, but and then you can have it kept in your family for a while until we lottery it off. So there's no voting. It's just someone gets to be the queen because they don't have any power anyways. They get that little red box and they just look through the papers and stare at them. Like, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. But that's what I think we should do. I got to see Buckingham Palace, by the way, Buckingham Palace, as us Americans want to say. Interesting place, boy. London's awesome, but like going to Buckingham Palace was a funny thing. Just like, oh dude, she lives in there. She just lives in there. That massive palace. Hey, that's where the queen lives. That's where one of the only queens on the earth lives. In this Western country, still thinks it's acceptable to have a queen. It's a bizarre culture. It's bizarre. But I'm kind of here for it at the same time. It is entertaining to just look at them and be like, hey, what are you doing? Do you have any real power? Like, the queen couldn't be like, let's go to war. Right? It'd have to be like the prime rib roast, the prime minister. So hopefully she pulls through, Lizzie. But I mean, how much time does she have left? And then who's going to become king? Charles, I guess, is going to become king. I mean, this is an interesting talk about. Well, it kind of is, because Charles is a skis ball. And then I guess I read something the other day that his divorcee wife can be queen now, which is like, that's taboo because Edward had to abdicate the throne because of his divorcee person that he was marrying or something. I'm probably butchering this. But it's interesting. It's an interesting little world. I wish we had more like pomp and circumstance behind the presidency, like just in terms of what they wear. Like, I want them to wear dresses like they used to. If you look at the kings from Spain and stuff, kings from Spain, and they would wear buckle shoes and they would wear big wigs and they had tights on. Like, that's what I want our president to wear. And like maybe it was the French who did that. And it was like a sign of power to have like the main guy wear a dress. That's what we should have. We should have the president wear a dress or something crazy. Like, a suit is not presidential enough. It's not world leader enough. Suits are boring. Wear something funny looking. Have a cool hat. The Pope gets a cool hat. The queen has a crown. Why can't the presidents of the world wear buckle shoes and tights and a cool hat, a three-corner hat? at least for like formal occasions, like military dudes get to wear their uniforms and stuff. And that's awesome. Why can't the president be like an honorary military guy and have like a cool costume that he wears when he goes and gives speeches? That would make everything way more interesting. And like something with a feather in it, a wig, a scepter, the presidential scepter. Like, we just need more ceremony behind it. America's such a young country. I guess we don't have that. But like, why can't we? Why can't we have like, we need to start cooler, like ancient rituals to have for the hundreds of years down the line that humanity exists, or whatever, thousands of years, if we even live that long, because who knows? Because we might get nuked by Russia, which that's a thing that's happening right now. Russia's invading Ukraine for some reason that I don't understand. I could not explain to you. If someone said, Matt, what is happening with Russia and Ukraine? I'd go, war, bad. Putin, evil. Ukraine, sad. And I have no idea what the politics are behind it. I know that they've been thinking about it like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And then they just don't do it. And now they've finally done it. And now it's like, shit. You look at these videos on Twitter today. That's kind of a tongue twister. Twitter today. You look at the videos on Twitter today. And it doesn't look great. It doesn't look great. And then you got people like Joy Behar on The View saying, oh, I'm pissed about this because I can't go on vacation in Italy now. First it's COVID, now it's this. That's a thing she said, dude. She said that. She said, oh, first it was COVID, I couldn't travel to Italy, now this. Oh, not another war. I can't vacation. Okay, Joy. The View is a hilarious thing. I don't know how they're still on the air, but that's a hot take from Joy Behar. I mean, Russia, I don't know. It's all so new, and I'm going to try to read up more on this and figure out what the hell's going on. But, like, I am very confused. And you know why that is because I don't watch the news. I was thinking about this today, actually, because on this show, I've advocated stop watching the news. And now here I am being out of the loop because I don't watch the news. And I don't know, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe I shouldn't be watching the news. Maybe this is, but at the same time, I kind of want to know the politics as to why Russia's invading. Is there a reason? Does anyone know? Someone text me and tell me. It's very confusing. And like no one has laid it out in a very clear and concise way. I think it's probably just too complicated to put in bullet points on a BuzzFeed article or something. But hopefully this stuff pipes down a little bit. It is a little scary, but again, I don't know what's going on. So I don't know how, like what the impact is and could be. So as I don't know. So hope, but I'm hoping, I mean, I don't want people to die like that. Sucks. So I hope we're able to work things out. I don't know. I don't have a take on this, guys. It's weird. It's just like very jarring. It kind of came out of nowhere for me because I don't watch the news. I don't watch the news. Is that stupid of me? Maybe. But I'm living life, dude. I'm moving and shaking. Okay. There's something I've wanted to bring up on the show for a while, and I want to get back to the fun roots of what the show is. And one of the fun roots of the show is reading Reddit, right? But this is like a real life thing that happened to me that's not Reddit. I got this email months ago, and it's been sitting in my saved folder on my email because I wanted to read it on this show. And now I can finally click on it and read it to you because it's bizarre. I have no idea what it means, and maybe you can tell me what it means, but this is how I'd like to end the show. I have a couple of things I want to end the show with, and this is one of them, and we're going to talk about it because it's a fantastic and a fantastically written email. Let me just read it to you, and we'll go through it together. The subject line is RE:regarding, receive your stupendous appointment at this point, all in lowercase. So what are we in for is the question. Now, it's from someone named Stacy Galagos, from an email that is not a Stacey Galios, Renev Deplu at yahoo.com to Cuthbert56. No idea who that is. It's not my email. That's not my email address. And yet it says it's addressed to Cuthbert56. And I got the email for this. It doesn't say I'm on BCC. So I have no clue what's going on, but it's a gem of an email nonetheless. Let's jump in. Have a nice day. That's how it starts. So you immediately know it's a scam. Have a nice day. The new location of bundle supervisor of hours delivery camaraderie has been brought to start. Strong first sentence here. I love that first sentence. It really establishes the point of the email, and the punctuation's off and the use of the word camaraderie is off. So it's a strong start. The new location of bundle supervisor of ours delivery camaraderie has been brought to start. Our association offers a significant money gratification and educational pack to get you, as a worker of our firm's increasing and overwhelming effective camaraderie. Now, a couple things to point out here. This is the first paragraph, by the way. And don't worry, there's lots more. It says, our association offers a significant money gratification, educational pack. So it's saying money gratification educational pack to get you started as a worker of our firm's increasing and overwhelmingly effective camaraderie. So I have little to no idea what any of this means. Something about camaraderie, because he's used the word twice in the first two sentences. The new location, so here's where we're at so far. The new location of bundle supervisor of ours, delivery camaraderie, has been brought to start. Our association offers a significant money gratification and educational pack to get you, as a worker of our firm's increasing and overwhelmingly effective camaraderie. Very clear first paragraph here. Next paragraph. We establish thy info through the Career Builder online locality and ponder that thine workmanship would be potentially useful for the business. When you're induced by our partnership's function, please do not hesitate to send an email to our team so our community's personnel administrators are of power to inform you noticeably more posts description. So you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Always Sunny. When Charlie's reading off, or Dennis is reading off what Charlie wrote for him for his campaign. Do you guys know the scene I'm talking about? Dennis, Office, Always Sunny, Charlie. And he says, I don't remember. I don't have time to look it up. Let's see. Hello, fellow American. This you should vote me. I leave power. Good. Thank you. Thank you. If you vote me, I'm hot. What? Taxes. They'll be lower. Son, the Democratic vote is the right thing to do, Philadelphia. So do. That has big Charlie energy in this very email that I'm reading to you now, which absolutely makes no sense, but I'm here for it. I love it. Now, just to reiterate what he said, we establish thy info through Career Builder online locality and ponder that thine workmanship would be potentially useful for the business. I'm guessing he's saying he saw my resume in Career Builder and thought I'd be a good candidate, is what he's trying to say. When you're induced by our partnership's function, please do not hesitate to send an email to our team so our community's personnel administrators are of power to inform you noticeably mo post's description. No clue what that means. Paycheck, $4,000 a 1 month. Okay, $4,000 a month. That's not bad. It's like $50,000 a year almost. A proposal is given to ones that would like to perform their work from dwelling. I'm guessing he's saying I could work from home. If y'all could corporally work inside of yours dwelling from 9 a.m. ending with 5 p.m., you all would take some cash. The stem of our partnership's function is to deal with bundles, things that will be included into thine first hand job. Oh, I didn't know that we were living in 1427 and we say thy and thine still. And also, don't say things that will be included into thine first hand job. Because obviously, don't say that. Receive packs from one entity. Change the pack for them based on our concerns guidelines. Refer to packs as diverse receivers. Ye, hey! 1422. Ye would be a thoroughbred team member for giving bidding if y'all are a youthful mother, a learner of remote way of tuition, pensioner, invalid woman, or the man or woman that disrelished to depart place of living to make business. And now I'm totally lost. I'm lost as to what this man is asking. It started off strong, right? Have a nice day. Great. You got me hooked. I want to have a nice day, Stacy, to Cuthbert. In the new location of bundle supervisor, I'm in. I want to be a bundle supervisor with a delivery camaraderie. That's what I want. And then he gets into this paragraph about ye would be a thoroughbred team member for giving bidding if y'all are a youthful mother. A learner of remote way of tuition? Now, these are just words. Pensioner, invalid woman, or the man or woman that disrelished to depart place of living to make business. This sounds like someone just copied something from their language, pasted it into Google Translate to English, and then put it in an email and said, send. Looks perfect. Let's not get someone who actually speaks English to write this email. Let's just send it. But it doesn't stop there, my friends. Next paragraph says, ye, again, what year is it? Ye will not be forced to work with heavy packs. Heavy packs of what? Cigarettes? Backpacks? I don't know. Chiefly, you would find apparel or trinkets inside the packs. What? Academic course is established free of charge. All ye need to be employed by our management is a laptop, entrance to the online net. Oh, the online net. Luckily, I think I fit the qualifications for this. I love camaraderie. I hate working with heavy packs, and I have entrance to the online net. So I think I'm pretty qualified for this. This could be a nice side hustle. If you talk about being busy, this is a great side hustle to have. You need management, laptop, entrance to the online net, and printer to be capable of printing bills of parcels. Okay. How much you all will be able to obtain relies exceptionally on you. The larger ye work, the more y'all receive. Now it's a mix between 1492 England and the South. The larger ye work, the more y'all will receive. Ordinarily, laborers who only begin operation for our company receive approximately $1,000 per 7 days. But wait, you said it's $4,000 a 1 month. I guess that actually makes sense. So that actually correlates. $1,000 per week is what he meant to say. $4,000 a month. And then he ends with this killer closing line. Are y'all in awe about named appointment? Then feel free to give a letter to our biz through online mail. Add your full name and your house location. Also, bear in mind, about being at your house from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. is an obligatory thing to be able to be employed at the location. Otherwise, the function ain't for ye, unluckily. Signed, D. And that's just the cherry on top. This person should give a class as to how to write an email to recruit, because it's enthralling. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's a masterpiece from start to finish. And I would love to receive a stupendous appointment at this point. That's the subject line of the email. So I'm happy about it, and I'm down to do it. I would love to be the bundle supervisor. I'm going to make a lot of money here. So thanks. I'm keeping this email. In fact, I'm going to reply right now. I'm in. Sign me up. Sent. And I'll update you guys with what they get back to me with. This was like 4 months ago that they sent this. But we'll see if Stacy gets back to me and still thinks Cuthbert is who I am. But that's fun, isn't it? Isn't that fun? Last thing, and then we'll go. I only have 5 minutes to get through this one. But this one's from Craigslist. And I saw this on Twitter, and I had to share. This is a posting for jobs. It's looking for an employee. I am the CEO of a tech startup, and I am very busy training my new sales and marketing staff, which will greatly increase my earnings. This year, I'm very focused on growth, and I am running out of time to get everything done. I need someone who can be next to me all day and do little things I ask them to do. I need them to make every meal, keep my living space clean, keep me on task with my to-do list. They would need to be able to drive since I hate driving. They would need to be willing to pack up and leave with me if I choose to live somewhere else. I need someone who is willing to take a bet on me and my company and know that as I grow, they will too. Tantalizing. You've sucked me in with the exposition of your story. I'm hiring an executive assistant. Currently, there is no pay. Although every new contract by my company lands, you will earn a commission. And the more useful you become and the more time you save me, theoretically, I should make more money. So the more time and money you save me, the more money you will make. They need to be female. I'm 25. I would prefer around my age, as if they are too old and they will retire before me. And this is a lifelong commitment for both me and the assistant I choose. For inspiration or understanding of what the job would be like, please imagine yourself as Pepper Potts. And I'm Tony Stark. You will need to be cute, positive, fun. Got to be good with green, since I blaze all the time, which means you as well. I am very unorthodox and eccentric. Please reach out to me via text. This is 2022, and email is so last gen. Text me your name, a picture of you, and we will set up a phone call and proceed from there. Potentially, you could end up making $70,000 plus. Wow. In 5 years, and even more after that. Whoa, $70,000. Money and dealing with my crazy ass aside, it would be an adventure. Text me. Let's chat. Another amazing job opportunity from the CEO. So you don't get paid. You work for him. You cook for him. You live in with him. You clean for him. You have to smoke weed with him. And from what I'm getting, there would be sexual favors involved as well. Just by the tone of this email and him wanting a picture of you. Very weird. I mean, that's sign me up for it. I mean, I can't do it because I'm not a female. It says it has to be female only. But if you guys are interested, I can send you the link to this and we can get into this together. I mean, $70,000 after 5 years. I mean, you'd be crazy to say no to that. You might not get anything now, but 5 years from now, I mean, just imagine this pitch. You get into the office. He's like, all right, now hear me out. You're not going to make any money off the bat, okay? But in 5 years, picture this, all right? You could be making $70,000 plus, maybe even more. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. Depends how much commission you get me. Sign me up. I'm in. People on Craigslist are a gift. And I don't know if this could be a joke. I don't know. It has the tone of seriousness to me. I mean, the email one's definitely not a joke. It's just someone who doesn't know what the hell they're doing trying to scam me. And I replied to them, so we'll see what they say back. But this guy, I mean, people post on Craigslist for goofs and gaffes, but I mean, there's a lot of work put into this. It's a long posting. This could totally be real. He's 25 years old and he's eccentric. By the way, here's the other thing. People who are eccentric don't say they're eccentric. They don't know they're eccentric. They're just eccentric. I want to meet this guy. And he says he's a CEO of a tech startup. Like, what tech startup? Can we see his company? I would kill to see what his website is for his quote unquote tech startup. Be amazing. Anyways. Weird end to the show, but I'm done. And I have a minute left that I want to record. So I'm going to wrap this thing up. I'm back. It's good to see you guys again. I'm sorry I've been gone so long, but life's important. You got to be busy with stuff. I'm busy and the busy stuff is good. It drives you forward. It makes you learn, makes you grow, makes you more resilient, keeps you occupied, stretches your brain. You know, you got to learn, you got to do things. And also I was lazy and like, it's hard to record these things, but I'm back. And thanks to you guys who texted me. I had a lot of people texting me. Not a lot, but I had a decent amount of people text me and be like, yo, where's your show? Well, here it is for you. And those of you who texted me, you know who you are. So here it is. This is for you. And hopefully it wasn't a terrible episode, but I'm rusty. And I say that every time I come back after a long break, because I am. And that's just the truth. And that's just how, the way it is. But I'll get better and I'll keep doing more episodes. Hopefully we'll get these things out more. Maybe I'll do more audio episodes or whatever, but it's good to be back. Stay busy, stay fun, and stay yourself. Goodbye.